Thank you, Father, for your healing ministry, Holy Spirit. You know, just now the Holy Spirit was saying about pupils. Anybody has like an eye problem? Okay, so that was the Holy Spirit. I have no idea. I never talked to Barbara about anything, but the Holy Spirit just touched and ministered to your pupil in the name of Jesus. Amen. So there was a healing touch for your pupil. Any blurriness, you'll begin to fade away.
Pastor Henry called that out this morning.
Yeah.
That was a godsend.
Amen.
And I just knew I was healed.
Yes.
And my eye is already cleared up.
Amen.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. All glory be unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's going to be a teaching that will be a blessing to you, where we will learn one of the curses in the book of the law that makes you feel, even though you carry a lot of seed, you sow the seeds out in the field, but you bring back very little harvest. That is the curse that today I'm going to share with you. I hope it's going to be an eye-enlightening truth for you today, because it's something that you have never heard before. And something that I hope will be a revelation to you to recognize that God wants you to have the best. And God wants you to have the fullness of the blessing. Don't be discouraged by anything in the past that seems to not manifesting in your life, because God has something better for you. Amen. God has something better for you. But you've got to know something about this curse of why certain Christians seems to be, they sow a lot of seeds, but they gather in very little. It's not always sin all the time. Sin can be an issue, but you know, in the church where the new covenant truth have been proclaimed boldly, you're not guilty anymore. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. I want to let you know, sin is no longer an issue. Jesus has dealt with the issue of sin. Today you're going to see there are four problems. There are four potential problems of why that seed seems to be not producing the abundance of harvest that you need. Blessed are the ears who are listening to this gospel truth. Again, you will not hear this anywhere else. Amen. This is the revelation that the Holy Spirit has revealed unto me, that I myself begin to see some of the things. Oh, I begin to see now why there are certain things in my life that seems to, I'm not getting the fullness of the blessings. I'm not experiencing the fullness of the harvest. It's because of these four things that we're going to talk about. Okay? So, let's, without any further delay, I'm just whetting your appetite to get you excited. Okay, Pastor, I'm ready. Come on, show me what these four things are, you know, and things like that. But this is going to be amazing. Thank you, Father. Okay, let's show them the first slide. This is Deuteronomy 28, verse 38. You shall carry much seed out to the field, but gather little in, for the locust shall consume it. I have given you a clue here, beloved of God. Right? Look, you carry much seed out to the field. Remember, what is the seed? The seed is the word. Okay? I can use this word. You've been listening to really good sermons. A lot of really wonderful good sermons that are full of the seed of the word of God. But he says, but you gather little in. And the reason is not because of your sin. It says, because or for the locust shall consume it. So according to this verse, what is the problem here, Pastor? If sin is not an issue, why is it, it seems like the harvest that I'm expecting, I am gathering very little in. It says it's the locust that has been consuming your seed or your crop. That is the problem. It's not your sin. It's the locust. Do you understand? Alright? Now, let's look at what Jesus has done that has reversed this from Joel chapter 2 verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Okay, so locust is the problem. God says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. The crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I send among you. So beloved of God, notice there are four types of locust here that represents the four problems that already mentioned to you that can affect the harvest of your sowing the seed in your heart. Remember, sowing seed is the word. Whether you study the Bible personally, or you are listening to good words of sermons that's full of Jesus. So you carry much seed out to the field, but you gather little in. Well, that is a curse. And God says, I have reversed it. And the way that I reverse it is I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. These locusts are bad.
Yes.
These locusts are your problem. Now I'm revealing to you something that you may have never seen before. It's not your sin. It's the locust.
Yes.
The locust needs to be controlled. The locust needs to be taken care of. Right? Because these locusts, God says, it is those locusts that has been consuming the harvest of your seed, God is saying. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying, beloved of God? We don't want these locusts in our lives.
Right.
Oh Lord, open the eyes of our heart. How do we deal with this locust?
Yes.
Thank you for the teacher of righteousness. Thank you for the more. Thank you for the preaching of grace.
Yes.
That is full of Jesus' righteousness. But open the eyes of my heart. How do I get rid of these locusts in my life? It's time for us to have the full harvest, to receive the full healing that God has already purchased for you.
Amen.
It is time for you to receive the full financial breakthrough.
Yes.
That God wants you to have.
Yes.
But as long as the locusts are still there, all right, those locusts can be consuming the seed.
Yes.
That you have been planting in the field.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So, Father, right now, I'm going to pray. So let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to reveal what locusts in your lives that may have been eating away your harvest without you realizing, and the devil condemning you all the time as if you sin. Well, it's not your sin, it's the locusts. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray that you open the eyes of our heart to recognize the locusts in our lives. Are there any swarming locusts? Are there any crawling locusts? Are there any consuming locusts or chewing locusts that has been eating away our pocketbook? Perhaps there is a locust in our lives that has been chipping away our youthful energy. We feel tired so easily because there is a crawling locusts that we cannot see. Lord, open the eyes of our heart today through the words of the Holy Spirit. Give us the revelation today of what we have been redeemed from by the finished work of your most darling Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. We pray. Everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. So are you ready?
Amen.
I'm going to reveal to you these locusts one by one. And God is so good. He has already given us, right, the interpretation of how to deal with each and every one of these locusts. You like that? So we got four locusts, right? He's got four pesticides. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's got four pesticides on how to handle each of these locusts. You like that? Amen. So let's look at the first locust that we are dealing with. Everybody says crawling locust.
Crawling locust.
Okay, now that is, could there be a crawling locust in your life? Let's look at the crawling locust. Ah, it's called the yelek locust. It means the devourer.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem with this first locust called the crawling locust is it's a devourer. And it happens usually during the early stage of development. Got that? Could there be a crawling locust in your life that devour the Word of God that you have been listening and meditating at its early stage of development? Forget about your harvest, because even as it's just falling on the ground, it's being devoured by this locust. Man, this nasty, man. I don't like this locust, because it devour your seed, and it does that at the early stage of development. You don't get to experience any benefit from the Word, right? That's the Yalek locust. Lord, how do we deal with this Yalek locust? Next. This is Jesus from Luke chapter 8, verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. You see the word that I highlighted there, devoured? The same word for the Hebrew word yelek to mean the devourer. So this first type of locust, right, corresponds to the first type of seed that fell by the wayside, Jesus said. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. So how do I deal with the Yalek locust, Lord Jesus? This is what Jesus said. When anyone, this is Matthew 13, verse 19. This is the interpretation. This is the antidote. This is the pesticides, if you will, to handle the Yalek locust in your life. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Oh, so understand what Jesus is saying here. This is for people who hear the word, but the person understandeth it not. So if a person does not understand the word, right, and the person does not bother to continue to learn more so that he can understand what the word is saying, the seed that was sown in that person's heart will be vulnerable by the Yalek locust that will devour that seed. Do you understand what the scripture is saying? Let him who has ears to hear this. I'm speaking to faithful men and women of God. I don't think this is the kind of locust that people like you all will experience. When something does not make sense, something that you don't understand, you continue to listen to the Word of God. This is typically relating to people whose heart has become calloused. They come to church only on Christmas Day, things like that, people like that. Or when there's like a special event, they come to church, and then they listen to the Word, and then they don't understand what the Word is saying. And then instead of continue listening to the Word, like trying to get the recording, they don't even bother to try to understand what they don't understand. By the way, it says, then cometh the wicked one that catches away that which was sown in his heart. When you study the parallel verse in the book of Luke, this is Matthew 13. There's another same passage in Luke chapter 8. Jesus talked about the same thing. You'll find out the devil cannot steal the word anytime he wants to. Just because you don't understand what Pastor Henry is preaching does not automatically give the right for the devil to steal that word, that seed from you. You have to deliberately, nah, that's not important. Nah, next. Nah, I know that. I learned that many years ago. Somebody taught me about the parable of the seed. A person has to deliberately in their heart, right, to reject the word. I'm not going to study it more. I already know it, right? Then, and only then, the devil can come and steal and devour that word. And then the blessing that the person's supposed to get is gone. Why? Because of the yelek, locust. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes, beloved of God?
Yes.
So it's okay not to understand what a teacher of righteousness is preaching or sharing with you. It's okay. As long as you ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, I don't understand what this yelek, locust, you know, this devour thing, but I don't want my harvest to be, you know, I can't get the harvest of the salvation, the health, the healing, the blessing that I need. Right? I want the blessing that you have for me. Most important, I want the love and the joy and the peace, all that wonderful fruits that Bible talks about. Righteousness, godliness, you know, peace, faith, love, all that fruits. I want to experience that more and more in my life. And I want it all. And I don't want to allow any yelek locust to consume, to devour the seed. Alright? Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, you will not understand any other parable. This is the mother of all parables. Right? So this is like a 101 thing. You know what, beloved of God? I'm preaching to the choir. I don't think any of you is really in this category. I really don't. Because by the fact that you are still continue listening to the word, right? I already said many times, you cannot touch water and not be wet. You know, you keep on coming, you keep on coming, you keep on hearing. Hey, at some point, you're going to get it. At some point, you're going to understand it. All right, and the devil cannot steal that away. So yelek locust is not going to be a majority in our church. For those who are faithfully have been coming to our church. And that's you all. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, the second one is a little bit of a challenge. The second one, let's look at the second type of locust here. It's called the consuming locust. Say consuming locust.
Consuming locust.
Ah, consuming locust. So we learn about the crawling locust. The second one is called the consuming locust. Lord, what is the pesticide to handle this consuming locust? Amen. Let's look at the next slide or the next point here. The consuming locust in Hebrew is called the hasil locust. Hasil locust. Well, when I study the root word, the consuming locust means to consume. Okay, has nothing new. All right, I learned something deep. Consuming locust, the root word, to consume. Okay, all right. I was like, okay, Lord, give me more information here. Help me out. Okay, there's not much to study, right? Consuming locust means to consume. All right. But do you believe in divine teachings of the Holy Spirit? All right? Remember the first parable that Jesus talked about was the seed that fell by the roadside. What was the second seed that fell? Fell by the rocky places. Let's look at the next one. This is Matthew 13, verse 5 to 6, from NIV and Darby Bible Translation. And then the second part of it is from Luke chapter 8, verse 6, from King James Version Bible. Are you ready? It says, some fell, some here referring to the seed, some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun rose, they were burned up. And because of not having any root, were dried up. It lacked moisture. Now I understand the word to consume is the same as to burn up. That's what it is. And God has already given us a clue here. The reason why it was burned up is because when the sun rose, the seed were burned up because of not having any root. Or in another translation, it says that they don't have root in themselves, the Bible says. They don't have root in themselves. In other words, their understanding of the word is shallow. Because the soil was shallow, the Bible says. And Jesus said, the second reason is because it lacked moisture. You know, lacked moisture. It does not have enough water. The seed, right, was burned up because it does not have enough moisture. Because the root is not deep enough to dig into the ground to pull water from the ground to have enough moisture. And then when the sun comes up, the seed were scorched. That is the hasil locust. That is the second type of locust that God says can cause us to be scattering a lot of seeds. We carry a lot of seed out into the field, but we gather in very little because of the hasil locust that Jesus warned about. Let's allow Jesus to give us the interpretation. This is Matthew 13, verse 20 to 21. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Yes, I'm happy, I'm joyful, right? And then he said, yet has he not root in himself, but endures for a while. Why? For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he is offended. Well, I thought Pastor Henry says, you know, if I just say I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the healing is supposed to manifest immediately, right? And so even though that's the truth, when you believe in your heart, you speak, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. But the Bible says, because the revelation is shallow, the person does not have root in himself, lack moisture, very shallow understanding of the word. And the Bible says, when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he is offended. Ah! This doesn't work. I said I'm the righteousness of God in Christ 7 times already. It doesn't work. I quit. I don't believe this whole, you know, God is still healing today. I'm going back, you know, to whatever the prescribed ways of the world, right? Well, that is as the result of the hasil locust. The second type of locust that God says that can cause our seed to be consumed, burn up because of the pressure, the tribulation, and the persecution because of the word. Persecution usually comes from other people or some show, some TV show, some internet program, some voices. Persecution. Don't believe all this, you know, divine healing thing. That's a persecution. It's a form of persecution. Usually from the people's mouth who don't believe in the power of God. Tribulation is not necessarily from other people. Tribulation simply means the hardship, the lack of perfect manifestation. There is a hardship involved to test how deep is your revelation on that word. Are you blessed, beloved of God?
Amen.
So I'm going to close with this. I'm not going to plow through. There are two other locusts, okay? There are Arba locusts, and then the other one is the Gazam locusts. Not Shazam, Brian. Gazam. Hallelujah. We'll talk about the Gazam locusts. We'll talk about the Arba locusts. I want to let you know, the things that you are learning here, they are pretty deep stuff. All right? So now you know some of these locusts that you want to watch out for in your life. So that when you gather in the harvest, you will not be gathered in little. You'll be scattering a lot of seed, the Word of God, and you can have the abundance of the harvest. Because you are the beloved of God. Right? So maintain that listening heart. Maintain that heart that I want to learn more everything that the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. Father, thank you for your word today. Father God, help us to watch out for the Yalek locust. Help us to watch out from the Hasil locust that affects seed that fell by the roadside and the seed that fell on the rocky places. It's time for us to possess the fullness of the harvest of the word that you want us to possess. So Father, I pray that for those who don't understand the word, that they have the desire to understand more. They don't give up. And for those, Father God, who understand the word and they receive it with joy, that they will not be offended when tribulation happens, when persecutions arose because of the word. But instead, they will persevere even more. They will become even more strong in their faith. They do not give up on you. They trust in you even more. So Father, thank you for your word today. We thank you for the blessings of understanding of what we have been redeemed from by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.